Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KDK, Pittsburgh, listen to what we started.
This is KDKA of the Westinghouse Electric and Manufacturing Company.
The future really did begin here. The world's first scheduled broadcast was made from Westinghouse's
KDKA.
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 Listen as we share 100 years of KDKA radio.
Climb aboard our magic carpet for a montage of memories. Radio's finest hour.
Someplace special.
Good evening. I'm Angino. Celebrating 100 years. That's right. KDK Radio, it's official in November, but every Wednesday at this time, we take a look back at KDK and what made it the great station that it's been and continues to be today. And we've been talking a lot over these weeks that we've been doing this so far about the personalities. The morning show hosts, the talk show hosts, midday, afternoon, evenings, overnights. But there was something special about KDK. There was something else that got people to tune in on a regular basis. Because KDKA, for all of its time on the air, was the station that Pittsburgh went to when they wanted to know what's going on, what's happening. Whether we're talking about natural disasters, shootings, whatever it is, the plane crashes, people wanted to know, and they knew that if you want to know now, you tune in to KDKA. And there was one lady who's done it longer than I think anybody else has covered news and did an amazing job at it and loved working with her. It's Barbara Boylan. I want to play for you a little bit of Barbara and some of the great work that she's done for KDKA Radio over the years.
KDKA Breaking News.
Okay, I'm getting reports we've got at least four people shot somewhere in Wilkinsburg. Six people down, 319.
By the time it was over, that number went up to eight. Five people are dead. Three people are in hospitals after a shooting late last night in Wilkinsburg. Two of the wounded are at UPMC Mercy at this hour. KDKA's Barbara Boylan is there with the latest.
Two men were critically injured in the shooting. One is reportedly here at UPMC Mercy Hospital in surgery. A woman died here at the hospital. Another woman is reportedly in stable condition. We were told that one of the victims was taken to Forbes Regional Hospital. We're not sure if that was the woman. We're hoping to get more information on the survivors as the morning progresses. At Mercy Hospital, Barbara Boylan, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
News on KDKA now.
It's 28 at Pittsburgh International at 8:30. I'm Paul Rasmussen. Two injured and most of a city block torched by a 7-alarm fire this morning in Homestead. KDKA's Barbara Boylan has the latest from the 200 block of East 8th Avenue.
Paul, we're here between Amity and Ann Streets. Firefighters are still, we can see two ladder trucks that are still pouring water on this fire. It's still very smoky. The last building to catch fire, there's still a lot of smoke coming from it. We have some firefighters up on one of the ladder trucks checking the roof area, which seems to be the most stubborn area that they just can't seem to get a handle on this fire.
It's been a winter of extremes. Another record has fallen this morning with bitter cold air enveloping the region. KDKA's Barbara Boylan joins us downtown to tell us just how cold it is.
Well, Paul, the temperature bottomed out at 9 degrees below zero this morning. That broke the 1968 record of 2 degrees below zero. Fortunately, it's been pretty calm this morning, but when the wind did pick up, it actually felt like 20 degrees below zero. Barbara Weiblinger of Mount Washington was all layered up. She said she was ready for this weather. So exactly how many layers was she wearing?
I got three on my legs and one, two, three, five on my top. Plus my gaiters, neck scarf, and my army hat.
And she says after 20 years in the Army, not only is she used to the cold, but she actually has the gear to put on when it does get this bad. Now, the cold has been causing some water main breaks in the area. We've got one on the north side at East Laycock and Anderson Streets, and another is in Ross Township, and that's been flooding the parking lot at the McKnight Siebert Plaza. Downtown, Barbara Boylan, News Radio 1020, KDKA. In delivering his verdict in the non-jury trial, Judge David Cashman said that after 6 days of testimony and reviewing 221 exhibits, there was only one possible verdict, guilty of first-degree murder, robbery, and theft. Defense attorney Charles Lopresti says Konias was disappointed, but he praised Judge Cashman for his handling of the case.
I do not dispute in any way his finding of the facts. Judge Cashman listened to the case intently, and of course, as an officer of the court, I accept his verdict.
Sentencing is scheduled for February 18th at the Allegheny County Courthouse. Barbara Boylan, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
And we are joined by Barbara, joining us right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Barbara, so good to talk to you again.
Oh, man, that was a flash from the past.
I bet it was.
That was cold that day. We were down in Market Square. That was brutal. That was truly brutal.
I got to say, one of the things I love and admire about what you've done over the years is that you went out, covered the stories, didn't make a difference what the weather was like, didn't make a difference what the story was about. You went out, had to cover a lead story, and unlike television, where they have from early on and all day long to put together a package to get ready for six, you had to go out, figure out what's going on, talk to the key people, get all the facts and the details, and then get it ready for the next top of the hour newscast. It's something that I don't know if people can fully appreciate the hard work and dedication that it took, professionalism, to be able to accomplish that.
We used to laugh about it when we would all be out in the field and some of the TV reporters would be complaining, oh man, they're only giving me 2.5 minutes to tell this story. And I'm looking at it going, I get 35 seconds and that includes audio.
<You're right.
laughs> we're really doing the Cliff Notes here.
Absolutely. So 36 years, Barbara.
Yeah.
That's just amazing to think of being able to do what you love for that long, and then to do it at KDKA for that long.
Well, it was really kind of weird because I thought about it, and with the station being 100, I can honestly say I have worked there for over a third of the time the station was on the air.
Yes.
Which is really bizarre, and sometimes I feel that old.
1981. Can we go back to when you first arrived at KDKA and what that was like?
Oh, it was amazing. I had just started there, kind of went through orientation, had some vacation scheduled, so they let me take it. I came back on Sunday, and Monday morning my phone rang at something like 3-4 in the morning, and it was Carrie Pastelak, our morning editor, who said, "Good morning, welcome back. The PATCO people, the air traffic controllers, have gone on strike." And so that was the start of it. I lived out at the airport for about the next week. it was an amazing time. You know, everything was grounded. President Reagan fired all the air traffic controllers. It was just absolute chaos. And I was still trying to figure out how to run, you know, how to work the equipment, where, you know, what's that number I'm supposed to call when I'm supposed to file? And so it was a really wild and crazy time. And I mean, God bless, Andy Gastmeyer was working at KDTV. Mm-hmm. And I walked into the airport, and there's like nobody in the airport, and I have no idea where anything is. And I see Andy, and Andy looks and says, "You're new, aren't you?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Follow me." And so he takes me up to the executive offices, and he just looks at me and says, "I get the first question." It's like, okay, this is all good.
Barbara.
Yeah, it was just hit the ground running.
There you go. Barbara Boylan joining us for the half hour. 36 years covering news at KDKA, and there's so much more to cover, and we'll get to it coming up next on KDK Radio.
Celebrating 100 years.
Listen to what we start.
KDKA Radio. With
what can you tell us?
Well, unfortunately, we have some bad news here in the Beaver Valley. There is a major commercial airliner which is down. I've just talked with Aliquippa Police. We have a large number of fatalities.
Okay.
To repeat, it's a large number of fatalities, unfortunately.
Okay. Are you close enough to see the wreckage at this point?
No, the police, and trying to cooperate with the police, are giving us information as much as possible for your radio station. And they've asked us to stand back. All you can see is the smoke that is coming up. We've got choppers in the air. I'm surrounded completely by emergency personnel and vehicles. I'm responding from every airport community in the area. Medical rescue, the Aliquippa Hopewell Police Department, Raccoon Police Department, the state police. And as far as getting down, it's on the hillside. It's some private property owned by a property owner here. But other than that, no, but just the sad truth that we have a large number of fatalities here.
Okay, thank you very much, Chuck. We will be checking with authorities to find out just what airline that was. This happened just a few minutes ago. Again, it is in the Green Garden Road area, which is just over the line in Beaver County. We, as I said, will be checking to bring you as much information as possible as quickly as we can. This has been a bulletin from KDKA News. Details will be coming up soon. I'm Barbara Boylan, KDKA News.
Barbara Boylan joining us as we remember KDKA over 100 years and celebrate that accomplishment, if you will. Barbara, what was that like, U.S. Air Flight 427 covering that story?
That was surreal. I mean, it was a beautiful September night. I mean, it was just gorgeous weather. And it was 1994, and I mean, literally, not a cloud in the sky, and all of a sudden we start getting phone calls that Something has happened, and now we're getting reports that a plane is down. It took a while to sort out, you know, what it was and where it was. Eventually, I wound up at the scene later that evening. All 132 people on board, the 127 passengers and five crew members just died. It was literally surreal. When I got there, I was heading for a road that obviously went up the hill where the crash site was, and I saw these medics and firefighters coming down, and they just were in shock because I said, "We're here to help, and there's no one to help." And I think that was the thing that just shocked everyone. It was such total annihilation. No one was expecting that. People were sort of hoping against hope that there would be some survivors or something, and there was literally nothing. I got up to the crash site itself on the Sunday after that, and it's something that I will never forget. But the scene was so bad, it's the first time that they actually had to put the NTSB investigators in hazmat suits. It was just that crazy up there. You know, I was lucky enough a year later when they were doing a memorial service there, and I was with the one police chief, and we kind of went the back road, and there was a family there who had lost someone on the flight, and so we helped them plant a tree. But that's pretty much the last time anybody who's not family was ever allowed up there. It was just surreal. I mean, I kept thinking that it was a flight from Chicago, and it was going to be going to West Palm Beach, Florida. So I'm thinking, yeah, people going from Chicago to Florida, and yeah, there's a stop in Pittsburgh. And I never let myself think that there would be people from Pittsburgh on that flight. I just, you know, you just get into this denial state. And it wasn't until the next day, it was like, oh yeah, as we're starting to get the lists. It when I say it was surreal, that is probably the best way to describe it. You know, just people trying to figure out what to do, because nobody'd seen anything like this. It was one of the biggest crashes we'd had in a really long time, and it was the biggest crash we'd had here. It was tough watching people try to mobilize and try to figure out what to do.
But not only that story and that incident, but my goodness, over 36 years, there are countless times where you're covering a story and we think of reporters as just, here's what happened, and almost robotic, you know, stoic robotic. But how does it not penetrate you? Are you able to continue to just deliver the facts as you learn them and not get fully emotionally invested? Because I had to cover the Tree of Life shooting and anchored the coverage for a number of hours that afternoon on a Saturday. And it was difficult to maintain the focus when you realize that there was such carnage and such pain that was being experienced by everybody, including myself.
Well, it was like the Fairfield Street shooting in April of 2009, where the three Pittsburgh police officers, Paul Schulow, Stephen Maley, and Eric Kelly, were ambushed and killed up in Staunton Heights. And at the time, my husband was a sergeant with the Pittsburgh police. He was the sergeant in charge of the mobile crime unit and the computer crime unit.
Oh.
And he had just come home from 5 weeks training. And it was like, yeah, okay, it's going to be a slow Saturday. And all of a sudden his phone goes off at like 7:30 and I can hear people screaming. And so he jumps up and grabs his gear and I get him out the door. And we were not doing, KDK was not doing news on the weekends at that point. And I thought, you know, I just got a feeling. And so I thought, okay, fine, I'm going to run and get dressed. And as I'm getting dressed, I hear him come driving back and race in the house screaming, they're still shooting, and he had to get his vest. And so he ended up at the scene. I ended up at the scene. You know, a lot of these people I knew. I knew the detectives. I knew all the guys in my husband's unit. Mm. You know, I knew the medics. It was hard.
Yes.
You know, you can kind of go on, okay, I can do the facts, but then after a while, it just starts to hit. And it gets hard. Sometimes you just, it's like, yeah, no, I'm getting choked up. And yeah, this is, you're going to have to take this back now, Robert.
Yes, I want to leave on a high note, if we could. And I realize it's difficult from this, but I want to leave on a high note. My most memorable experience with you is the last broadcast from Gateway. I was hosting Nights first time around, 6 to 10. It was November 2010, and we were doing the last show. I hosted the last show from there, 10 o'clock, you do the news, and then it's a little bit of a celebration, and you brought a post-broadcast libation, I guess we'll call it.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
We figured it was safe because it was no longer the station, and we were no longer on the air, so
right.
That alcohol prohibition that we had all ignored for about 30 years anyway.
It was a martini, right?
Yes, it was a martini.
Yes, it was. I had one martini. I could not drive home until 1 a.m. We got off the air at 10.
I felt so bad because I kept thinking, maybe I should have put ice in it, you know?
I tell you what, Barbara, it was so great to work with you. I had a blast following you from the news and just admiring what you were able to do every night when I was working, because you were covering the news and then anchoring in the evenings. And we had a great rapport for the time that we worked together. And I will always remember those times and cherish them. And thank you so much for joining me this evening.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thank you. It was fun.
Barbara Boylan, as we're celebrating 100 years, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Stay right there. We are joined by Greg Jenick coming up next on KDK Radio.
Celebrating 100 years.
Listen to what we started!
KDK Radio with Robert Mangino.
Good evening, I'm Mangino. Thank you very much for tuning in. KDK Radio celebrating 100 years. And we've made it a point to, over the decades, to celebrate the milestones, 50, 65, 75, 80. Well, for KDK Radio's 80th anniversary special, it was put together by Greg Jenna, and I want to play a portion of that right now. Greg Jenna worked for KDK Radio for about 20 years, and when it comes to behind the scenes, make it all happen, because there is so much work that's behind the scenes that is required in order to make KDK Radio sound as great as it does. And Greg's been a big part of that, from being a news producer, talk show producer, afternoon news editor, executive producer for the talk shows, assistant program director, director of marketing and promotion. And he was here for the 80th anniversary and put together this package.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
It's a terrific crisis, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now all the humanity.
A date which will live in infamy.
Old soldiers never die.
If an enemy attack has been detected and the attack warning signal has been sounded, take protective action immediately as instructed by local authorities.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
He emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun and shot John Lennon.
The aircraft carrying the 52 American hostages had cleared Iranian airspace.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House.
Go ahead, make my day.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
Roger, go and throttle up.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
It's likely to go into the books as Greater Pittsburgh's worst oil spill. 3 million gallons of diesel fuel that escaped from a tank at the Ashland Oil Tank Farm in Jefferson Borough yesterday when the gigantic tank collapsed.
1:36 this morning, Pittsburgh Mayor Dick Caligiuri was pronounced dead at Shadyside Hospital after suffering a heart attack.
7:45 this morning, our chief, Art Rooney Sr., passed away in his sleep with his family at his bedside.
They came to say goodbye. He was Uncle Ed to thousands of loyal listeners over five decades.
Goodbye, Uncle Ed. Bill Steinbach, KDKA News.
Democrats and Republicans both were stunned and saddened by Senator Hines' death.
The who's who of American politics and industry gathered at Hines Chapel in Pittsburgh at the funeral service for the late Senator John Hines.
The world's first baboon to human liver transplant recipient died at 9:45 p.m. at Presbyterian University Hospital.
Among those on the first flight into Pittsburgh International was Teresa Wilson of Oakland, who was a hostess, not a stewardess, on the first Capital Airlines flight out of Greater Pittsburgh Airport in 1952.
Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
Allied air forces began an attack on military targets in Iraq and Kuwait.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Flight 427, a U.S. Air 737 with 126 passengers and five crew members aboard, crashed at 7:19 this evening, 6 to 7 miles north of Pittsburgh International Airport.
We are gathered here to give thanks for the life of Diana, Princess of Wales.
The National Weather Service has confirmed a tornado did touch down on Mount Washington. Tornado did touch down in Irwin.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Just about 3 minutes of amazing audio. But the time that it takes to put it all together to be able to get that 3 minutes, that's something special. Greg Jenna once again joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Greg, welcome back to KDK Radio. Good to have you.
It is great to be here. Thank you so much for the invite.
Oh, my goodness. So to create that audio package, to put that all together, what kind of time does that take?
Oh, geez. That had to be close to a year, Robert. It was a labor of love. You know, I was such a fan of the station's history ever since I was a kid. And, you know, working there was a dream come true. And I remember as the 80th approached, I went to PJ Kamanchik and Michael, our general manager at the time, and I said, can you give me an hour commercial free? Because it had been 15 years since we did an anniversary special, and it had been 15 years before that the last one was done. So I kind of thought it was time. And it was a blast. It was a lot of extra hours, but I loved every second of it.
And listening to it, and I've had the chance to listen to the entire production, just amazing what you were able to do, and you can definitely tell that you loved every single minute of it. You were always very content and very happy to do the work behind the scenes, and everybody else got all the praise and all the recognition. But my goodness, from being a producer to an editor and assistant program director, director of marketing and promotion, I mean, that's a lot of work. And then ultimately others getting all the praise for it then.
Well, you know, that's kind of the nature of radio, isn't it? But those of us who have worked in the business realize that those behind-the-scenes folks play, you know, just as an important role.
Yes, they do.
In making things happen. And, you know, I was so blessed, Robert. You know, when I worked in the newsroom, I worked with Barbara Boylan, who you just spoke with. I worked with Bill Steinbach and Bob Kometz and Dave James and Bob Koppler, and I learned from all of them. And, you know, how can you not love that opportunity? It was a blast.
Absolutely. So 1987, you first come to KDK. What was that like?
I first started as a college intern in January of 87, and, you know, my eyes were as wide as they could be. It was a dream come true, and I was just a sponge. You know, I walked in there confident, but also a little overwhelmed, because these are the folks I listened to and looked up to. And I just took every opportunity I could to learn, and everybody was very welcoming and you know, very helpful. And so I took advantage of that opportunity, and I was blessed to be hired in April of that year before my internship even ended as a news producer. And, it just kind of went from there. But it was even better than I thought it would be. It really was. Everyone was just a blast to work with.
You talk about being able to be with everybody at first. And for people who have a difficult time understanding, it's like being able to go and work with your favorite sports stars. If you're big into sports and you get a chance to go and work whatever the job is and to be around like a Ben Roethlisberger or a Sidney Crosby, it's like that. You're just jonesing at it, and you're this huge fan, and here's this amazing opportunity. All I'm doing is carrying water, but I'm carrying water for these guys. It's like that, right?
Oh, absolutely. No doubt. You know, like I said, I listened to all those guys, and I walked into the newsroom, and I realized that guys like Dave James and Bob Kometz are not just good newsmen. They had fantastic senses of humor, and I laughed all the time with them. And Barbara was so knowledgeable about every little fact. And Bill Steinbach, who, you know, I admire to this day, God bless him, he never got flustered. You know, anything could happen. You could give him copy with errors in it, and God knows I did at times when I was writing for him. But he never missed a beat, and you really look up to all that. And you know, and as the time goes on, you gain the admiration and respect back from those folks you work with, and that's very special.
Yeah, and not only working in the newsroom, but as a talk show producer, who did you work with?
Well, when I first started as a talk show producer, Mike Levine was doing this time slot from 6 till 9.
Okay.
I worked with Mike and Mike Pintek, who did 9 to midnight. Got to know Perry Marshall, who did the Marshall's office overnight, and then went on to work for several years later in my career with Fred Hansberger when he was doing Afternoon Drive. And Fred and I had a good working relationship. And another guy that was a total pro and never missed a beat. I could, you know, talk into his headphones during right in the middle of the show and give him some facts, and he just picked it up and kept going. And again, it's, you know, those are all folks that I also learned from. And really enjoyed working with.
Yeah. Greg Jenna joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Once again, working with KDKA from 87 to 2006. And kind of curious to find out what you've been doing over the years. And we will. And talk more about his amazing history and the great people that he worked with at KDKA. It's all coming up. I'm Angino. You're listening to KDKA at 100 on KDKA Radio.
Celebrating 100 years.
Listen to what we started.
KDKA Radio with Robert Mangino.
Hey, a big congratulations, 2020 high school seniors. We want to salute you. To pay tribute to the high school class of 2020, we're creating a virtual album of high school seniors from around the area. You can submit your senior selfie online and view the album at kdkradio.com/seniors. Our salute to high school seniors is brought to you by Pittsburgh Institute of Aeronautics, Always Best Care, St. Vincent de Paul, Omega Federal Credit Union, Armstrong Comfort Solutions, JP Roofing, and Carlo University. We're celebrating KDKA at 100, and with me right now, Greg Jenna, worked for KDKA for almost 20 years. Just about everything you could do behind the scenes to make the magic happen, from being a news producer and writer, talk show producer, afternoon news editor, executive producer, talk shows, assistant program director, director of marketing and promotion, and we're having a special focus on what's happening and what happened in the newsroom at KDKA. Greg, I started this off talking about how Pittsburgh tuned to KDKA when they wanted to know what's going on. What was it about that newsroom? What was it about the men and women who worked that newsroom that made all of Pittsburgh confident that they could tune in and get the facts as they were?
I guess it's kind of like a perfect storm. You know, you had a group of talented people who were passionate and dedicated to getting it right. And, you know, every station wants to get it first, and a lot of times we did, but more importantly, they were dedicated to getting it right. And no matter who was, in the anchor chair, no matter who was out on the street, we knew that we were putting a good product on the air and giving listeners exactly what they needed. So we were just blessed with a fantastic team during the time I was there, and still, and KDK still is.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you think about Rose Ryan Douglas and Paul Rasmussen and
absolutely
Joe DeStillo and what they do, just remarkable talent that you can easily say with all the greats that ever have anchored news and reported news at KDK. But I want to go back and think about people like Bill Steinbach, Bob Kometz. Do you have any stories that stand out for you with guys like that?
Well, like I said, Bob Kometz was hilarious, and I don't think I can tell all of his stories on the air.
Okay.
But he was famous for coming back from covering a breaking news story and always having some funny anecdotes for us. Bob would be known to get a little colorful at times when he was out on the street, and he'd call in to record his rap, as we would call it, which would be like the 35-second report that Barbara mentioned earlier, and always have a few choice anecdotes for us. One of my favorite memories of Steiny is that every afternoon, the newsroom played the guessing game of what did his wife send for lunch from leftovers, because he would heat it up in the microwave, and she was a fantastic cook. And you could always tell what he was eating every day for lunch because of what you could smell in the newsroom.
One of the things that I remember listening as a teenager and a young adult before having my opportunities to get into radio was just hearing those voices. And it was mesmerizing to listen to these guys. That when they spoke, you were just so captivated and hanging on every word, waiting to see what the next thing was that they were about to say, and a delivery that was almost beyond understanding.
Oh, no doubt. I'll never forget probably the first week of my internship in January of 87, Bill Steinbach said he was getting ready to do 90 to 6, and he said, "You want to sit in the studio and, you know, watch me do the show?" And you know, back then, Robert, nothing was digital yet, so everything was played on carts, which looked like old 8-track tapes. All the sound cuts were on carts.
Right.
And, he's in there, and I'm sitting in the chair next to him, and, you know, he's pulling carts and pushing them in, and, you know, he's hitting all the time marks. And the naive dummy that I was, he went to a commercial break, and I said, "Mr. Steinbach, did you ever take voice lessons?" And he kind of chuckled, and he said, "No, I just sound like this." And he did. He was, you know, he was blessed with that voice.
Oh, wow. So you moved on from KDKA in 2006, and What's been going on for you since?
Well, I've stayed active in communications and writing. It's still my passion. I worked for a number of years for Family Hospice here in Pittsburgh as the head of their communications. And now I'm very proud to say that I'm director of communications at Partners for Quality, which provides administrative management to a family of nonprofit agencies. And those nonprofit agencies support about 5,000 local individuals with intellectual disabilities and behavioral health challenges. So all told, with the parent organization, we have six agencies that I handle communications for. And, you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I absolutely love what I do. I still remain very proud of my time at KDKA and what I did there and what we together accomplished. But, I have a great feeling at the end of the day, every day with the work I do. I'm very blessed.
Greg Jenna joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Was there a time during those nearly 20 years you thought you were going to become a lifer?
Oh, absolutely. I, like I said, I had wanted to work there since I was a kid, and, you know, the dream came true. And the funny thing is, like so many interns that walk into radio stations, you know, my dream was, oh, I'm going to be a news, I'm going to replace Bill Steinbach. You know, I'm going to be a news anchor someday or be on the street like Barbara Boylan. And the beauty about broadcasting is that it provides all these avenues. So I used to tell interns that came in after me, follow the opportunities, because I had a number of them over the years, and I loved every one of them. Mm-hmm. And they all helped me grow and learn and improve. Then things happen and you move on. But I wouldn't trade those 20 years for anything, Robert. They were magical.
No, I completely get that. Because if I got a phone call at the end of this show and they said, thank you very much, it's been, you know, you've been great, but we're going in a different direction. If they were to say that, I would set my headphones down and just look back over the 10 years and be thrilled that I had the opportunity to be able to speak on KDKA Radio, the station I grew up admiring and listening to the people that I wanted to be like too, just like you're talking about, and look back on every one of those days with great fondness. I completely get what you're saying. Completely.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and even beyond news, I was lucky enough for the last, you know, 6 or 8 years that I worked there to run the spaghetti breakfast. And starting when Signal was still there. And even though I had to be in Market Square at 3 a.m. to set up, I used to tell everybody, it was my favorite event of the year because it was so much fun. And, the sponsors and the staff and the volunteers all came together to make this thing work every year. And, you know, you feed thousands of people and you have fun doing it. And it's become a landmark event in the city of Pittsburgh. So, something that I'll always cherish.
Greg Jenna joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Greg, thank you very much for joining us. All the best to you, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Me as well. Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Greg Jenna joining us. Thank you very much. That does it for this edition of KDK Radio at 100.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!